I want to just welcome and thank everybody today for coming and being here with us. This is much of our Buffalo Sewer Authority team. My name is Olawale A. McFoy. I am the chief executive and the general manager for the Buffalo Sewer Authority. And on behalf of our entire team at Buffalo Sewer and the city of Buffalo, we are excited to be here today to launch and unveil our Clean City, Clean Waters initiative. This is our over $1 billion 15-year commitment to delivering on our stormwater challenge. We have been hard at work in delivering on this one, and this today, we have a renewed commitment to that delivery. And so our Clean City Clean Waters Initiative is being implemented to address all of the stormwater concerns that we have across the city of Buffalo that affect our local waterways, like the Black Rock Canal behind you, Buffalo River, Cass Creek, the Erie Basin, the Niagara River that we sit on the shores here, Skajakwata Creek. All of these are affected during heavy rainfall and snowmelt by our condition of our system. And so this initiative will bring about smart technologies. We will double down on our green infrastructure techniques and additional clean and gray infrastructure to dramatically reduce these discharges into our waterways across Western New York. This initiative will also bring about economics to our area as we're focusing in on the hundreds of jobs that will be created as we implement these programs. We are particularly focused on our underrepresented groups within the city of Buffalo and outside that have often been overlooked and left without. We want to make sure that we are solving our public health issues within the city of Buffalo as we move forward. This initiative would, of course, not be possible without the support of the City of Buffalo, former Mayor Brown, and our current Mayor, Chris Scanlon, and members of our Common Council. We also look forward to engaging with our federal and state partners that have been here with us today as this initiative moves forward. Over the past 5 years, we have brought in an excessive amount of money, which has been instrumental to us delivering on these clean water projects. And so we really appreciate the assistance, the guidance of our elected officials that will help bring to fruition Buffalo Sewer Authority's vision for modernizing our water infrastructure and enhancing the quality of water throughout the Buffalo region. So with that, I really want to bring up our board chair, who will also speak, and then welcome our Mayor Chris Scanlon. Board chair.
Thank you, General Manager. Oh, thank you. What a beautiful day for great news for the Buffalo Sewer Authority and Queen City here. And I'm just delighted to be here. I know it's a little chilly, so I got this long speech that I have. I hope everybody is, it's always good to be here with great news. Buffalo Sewer Authority, we've been delivering so much for so long at a great amount. And at this time, for the first time ever that I've ever had the pleasure of introducing our great mayor, Christopher Scanlon. Mayor Scanlon.
Thank you, Herb. Good morning, everyone. It's an absolute pleasure for me to be here this morning. I mean, how often on your second day as mayor do you have the opportunity to introduce to city residents and Buffalo Sewer Authority customers a historic $1 billion investment in our critical wastewater infrastructure. So to those who don't think it's possible, I say you can get quite a bit done in one day. I want to recognize our partners in government, both at the local, the county, the state, and the federal level, without whom this initiative would not be possible. The Queen City Clean Waters would not be possible without them. Wastewater infrastructure is incredibly expensive, and without their commitment and the allocation of those resources, today would not be happening. So we have to absolutely recognize our partners in government at every level for what they're doing on behalf of this project. Queen City Clean Waters is more than an investment. in wastewater infrastructure. It's an historic investment in Buffalo and Western New York's waterways, as well as the people and the communities throughout the city that have experienced more of the adverse health, environmental, and economic impacts from storm sewer overflows. Queen City Clean Waters will help address those impacts and provide direct benefits to those populations that for decades have been negatively impacted. That is why it's going to be a priority of my administration, along with the Buffalo Sewer Authority, that this initiative is highly focused on community engagement and an inclusive and equitable approach to it. We will be out in the community talking to our partners, having conversations with them. My staff will be working closely with the Buffalo Sewer Authority to make certain that the Queen City Clean Waters results in real, tangible benefits for our affected communities and all city residents. I want to commend Chairman Herb Bellamy and the BSA's Board of Directors, Executive Director or General Manager O.J. McFoy for the commitment to this monumental initiative and to improving the quality of life for the current and future residents of Buffalo and Western New York. Thank you.
You know, thank you, Mayor. We truly and greatly appreciate your continued support and partnership and advocacy for us as we move forward as in a citywide adventure to make sure that we are continuing to keep our waters clean. Currently, we are sitting at Freedom Park, which is an ideal location for the launch of this initiative as it sits right next to our Bird Island treatment facility, but it really truly sits on the banks and the shores of the Niagara River. And we understand its significance, but it also is why Buffalo exists, is water. And so we want to make sure that not only does our facility for cleaning everyone's water play such a critical and important part to our city and our city's development, but moving forward, it is vitally important that we continue to do that good work. And I neglected earlier to just thank everyone that's here from the Sewer Authority, our entire Sewer Authority team that's in our safety green, Orello. They are the ones that make this happen. So approximately one quarter of that $1 billion will be invested at our treatment facility, with the rest spread throughout our city on initiatives that are all aimed at protecting our waters. It would not be possible, indeed, without all of the funds that have been committed to the Buffalo Sewer Authority. We have had historic grants that have come to us from our federal partners in the bipartisan infrastructure law. And Mr. Kennedy, I believe we have Taylor here from Mr. Kennedy's office, and also from the state. And I know we have Mr. Ryan here that has been responsible for bringing in state dollars, and Mr. Kennedy when he was there as well as our other delegation members, including the Majority Leader Crystal People Stoke. That has been wonderful for us. But yet there is still work to do. And that work is going to look like what the people of Buffalo have defined it as. And so we will be going out into our community. We will be making sure that everyone is aware of what we are doing, the intentions of what we are doing, and how this is going to look in their neighborhoods and how they are going to help us and be part of the solutions. And so we also have our collaborative stakeholder partners here. So not only the stakeholders that we talk about within the neighborhoods, but we are graced today by having the water keeper, Jill Jedlicka, here as executive director, who has been with us for every step of the journey. We were just talking about it earlier. She's been with Waterkeep for 21 years. I've been here at the Sewer Authority for 19, and we have been partners every step of the way. And with that, I'll bring Jill to the mic. Jill?
Thank you very much, OJ. Oh, I just threw your notes on the floor. Sorry. Thank you for including us in this announcement today. Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper has been working hard for over 35 years to help protect and restore our local waterways. It's not often that you see an environmental advocacy group or nonprofit stand shoulder to shoulder with the Buffalo Sewer or with the Sewer Authority. traditionally, sometimes elsewhere in the country, elsewhere in the state, those roles are very antagonistic. And 20 years have proven that we have been able to find a different way here in Buffalo and Western New York to make clean water possible. In fact, I was reflecting this morning that I think it was my predecessor who awarded OJ's predecessor the Golden Toilet Award about 20 years ago. And it shows you how far we've come in terms of really kind of focusing on solutions and focusing on collaboration. In addition to the acknowledgement of the elected officials who have and elected leaders who have advocated and brought funding to Western New York at the state, the local, and the federal level, it goes without saying that environmental advocates like groups like ours and just the average citizen and average residents have argued and called for clean water for years and have advocated in Albany and Washington and throughout the Great Lakes to make sure that our leaders hear that these communities want these projects. We want to do this community improvement work. And so I just have to acknowledge my partners in the nonprofit sector as well and the roles that we play. So if kind of funny thing happened for the last 20 years is that we did find that collaborative partnerships are actually the things that make things happen. Maybe it's a Buffalo thing, or maybe it's just the people that live here, or maybe it's that we all have a shared love of our community and our water. We are standing on the shores of 20% of the world's fresh water. That is the most important natural asset and component of life in a strong economy here globally. 75% of our bodies are made up of that water out there. And we can't forget that. And the work that the Sewer Authority is doing in partnership is critical to keeping all of us healthy, our families, our friends, and our local economies. We appreciate and understand the modified and approach to what the Sewer Authority is doing. Of course, this work isn't fast enough. It never is. When you talk about this kind of work in a 20-year horizon, people just glaze over and they say, are you kidding me? These are more empty promises, another generation. But we are making progress. And I say we, I mean all of us are making progress every day, every week, every year. And it's because of people and the workers and the community who are making things happen. We know that we can't escape the reality of both technical, economic, and logistical challenges. This is hard work. It's unsexy. It's not, you know, fancy ribbon cutting, although sometimes I guess we can make it happy and sexy, but it's sewer work, right? And it's cleaning our water, and it's critical to our strong communities. So in this interim space, we are thrilled to be able to stand here with the Sewer Authority and our partners to make sure that we continue to prioritize this work, that we help communicate with the public, that we will continue to advocate for increased public awareness and public notification when there are sewer overflows, because there will still be sewer overflows for a while to come. But they are being reduced. They are being minimized. It is less frequent. And the more that we can work together to make sure people are aware that these waters are still safe to recreate in, these waters are still a benefit to our local economy, we just have to work together to make sure that everybody is a part of that solution. So we look forward to continuing our productive relationship, and we will continue to be both a partner and advocate. Thank you very much.
So I just want to thank Jill for those kind words. You know, I do remember that golden toilet. It didn't make it very far into the office. I think it got chucked somewhere. But we have been great partners along the way, and they have been working with us not only at the state level, but the federal level. We've gone to D.C. together. We have advocated for monies to come back here to Buffalo to really help us solve this situation. And this situation really deals with clean water, and it deals with clean water for the residents of Buffalo as well as the generations to come. And she has been such a strong partner, not only statewide but nationally. Another partner that we have had has been Mr. Ryan. And so I would like to bring Sean up because we have been able to secure over $100 million just over the past 5 years working alongside our state partners to bring monies home right here to Buffalo. Mr. Ryan?
Well, thanks, everybody. Jill might not think sewer work is sexy, but it definitely perks my ears up. And for my over a decade in Albany, one of the things we consistently focused on is our sewer and water infrastructures. We know we have an infrastructure that's over 100 years old. And when we built the infrastructure, you know, what we did back then 100 years ago, just made pipes and you struck your sewer right out into the lake or into the river. So we have to come and remediate all that. The federal government was once a super strong partner in there. They left the field until the infrastructure plan came through. And with that is a lot of state, a lot of federal money. But we work year in and year out to make sure that we can keep our waterways clean. And we talk about the blue economy. And one of Buffalo's natural advantages is we have an abundance of fresh water. But that only works if the water is blue. It doesn't work if the water is gray and we have to clean it before we can use it. So I appreciate the work that everyone here does on that. I appreciate the partnerships, the city, the authority, the nonprofits. We all come together. And I'd be remiss if I didn't note that the last time I was gathered with a lot of your workers, it was at the funeral for Keyshawn Williams. So that's coming up in a year, I understand. So thanks for all the work that everyone here does. And we got more to come. Thanks so much.
So we want to thank the center very much for the kind words, and as well as for bringing home some of that money here. And so as we continue further with this, I notice that everybody's, you know, getting a little cold. People are starting to rub their hands together. So we're going to close it down relatively quick. But I would like to just say that this is going to be an economic engine for our community. We are going to be spending over $1 billion throughout the next 15 years in this community, and we want to make sure that we have the contracting capacity to do it. And we know that some folks have been left out of this ability to contract, and we want to let everyone know that we are open for business. We will be having virtual as well as in-person open houses to introduce small businesses to our contracting community, to really get a feel for our contracting community so that they understand who we are, and invite folks from the outside that might be able to come and elbow in. But we have a lot of work to get done, and we understand the constraints that we have with major projects kind of going on around us, but we have work to get done. So we want to make sure that everybody understands that we will be doing that. We will be out there fishing like they're doing out here in the canal for additional contractors, for small businesses, because we want to make sure that the money that is invested in solving our clean water issues is circulated around Buffalo, because we are the ones that need to take care of our public health responsibilities. And with that, we will close this this public display, and I'll just open it up for questions on topic. Are there any questions?
Can you just break down for the average person? You have 50 sites, $1 billion. What's it going to go into? What type of infrastructure would people expect to see?
So it's the one thing about a lot of our infrastructure is it is unseen. It is out of sight, out of mind. And so what you will see is major construction projects on various blocks throughout the city of Buffalo. You also see our visible infrastructure, and that's mainly our green infrastructure that doubles not only from an aesthetic standpoint, but it also focuses in on making sure that we are addressing our stormwater challenges. So you'll see a number of things, large sites, small sites, as well as really green infrastructure corridors.
What about community education? What do you expect to see?
Yes, we have a very large community education part, and we've been working in conjunction with our stakeholder group, especially our water keeper. That has been ongoing, and we are going to up that communication because it's vitally important. We need to make sure that the city of Buffalo values its water infrastructure, and the only way to go about doing that is by getting the word out and communicating it clearly, the importance of the infrastructure here in the city of Buffalo and the importance of investing in that infrastructure for years and decades.